You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This morning, Air New Zealand announced COVID status restrictions for passengers on all domestic flights. From the 14th of December, those 12 and over will have to be fully vaccinated or have tested COVID negative to board. Right now, I have Air New Zealand's General Manager for Customer, Leanne Langridge, on air with me to speak about the latest announcement. How are you there, Leanne?
Kia ora, Jemima. I'm great, thank you. Thanks for having us on the show.
Thank you so much for being here. So, to begin with, could you explain Air New Zealand's announcement on COVID restrictions for domestic flights?
Sure. Actually, you've just done a fantastic job of it yourself. So, from mid-December, all our passengers on Air New Zealand domestic flights will be required to either show full proof of vaccination against COVID-19 or proof of a negative COVID test, which, of course, we'd like to have seen before the previous 72 hours, and that would have to be negative, of course. So that will apply to all passengers over 12 years of age, and we're aiming for that to come into effect on the 14th of December. We will review it on the 31st of March just to make sure that it's still right and fit for our customers going forward.
Now, what were some of Air New Zealand's motivations behind making this decision? Because I feel like it has been something people have sort of been expecting is going to come up or have been sort of waiting on. What is sort of behind the decision?
Well, look, for us, it's really about doing our bit to get New Zealanders ready to travel again for summer. Kiwis love a good summer, so we really want to reduce the spread of the virus as much as we can and keep our communities, our whānau and our employees safe as they fly around our network. But predominantly, this is really about doing our bit to try and get more Kiwis flying again as quickly as we can.
Now, sort of an interesting part of this is that people can travel with their vaccine passports or with a negative test. Why did Air New Zealand want to provide these two options for travel?
Yeah, it's a really good question. Look, we just predominantly didn't want to leave anyone behind. We wanted to make sure that we were giving as many customers as we could the choice to either be fully vaccinated or present with a negative test. We've seen how divisive, you know, these conversations have been in social media or between friends and family. And so we really just wanted to make sure that we didn't leave anyone behind. We gave people options if they choose to want to fly.
Now, how has the response been so far? The announcement's been out there for today. Have there been positive responses, negative responses? I can imagine there's been a bit of both.
there has been a bit of both. But you know what? It has been overwhelmingly positive. Mm. We've been blown away by the support of customers and employees, actually, who are saying thanks for keeping us safe as well. So, you know, for us, we shouldn't be surprised at how positive it's actually been, but you know, that voice has come through really loud and clear as well. And obviously, people who aren't so positive about it, it's been good to be able to talk them through our rationale. And you know, a lot of them have said, okay, I get it, thank you. So pretty positive, I'd say.
Now, what about the government? Has this been sort of something that's been in the works discussion wise with the government before this decision was made?
Well, look, the government's supportive of what we're doing here, but we've made our own decision here. And, you know, it's something that we've been thinking about for a while now. And so, you know, it's great to have the support of government, but this is our decision and we're really comfortable with the decision that we've made.
Okay, and so how will the move work in practice? Are there, because I feel like some of the things people are perhaps thinking about concerns-wise are about there being difficult customers perhaps, security issues, authenticating vaccination passports and test results. Is that going to require more staff for Air New Zealand? Or, yeah, what sort of plans
What's
are in place
thinking?
For that, I suppose?
Yeah, again, really good questions. So operationalising anything like this is a big thing, right? It's not just let's do it tomorrow. We have been thinking about it for a while and we've developed a digital solution which will link our customers through that check-in touch point, whether it's the app, because 80% of our customers actually use the app, which is fantastic, the web or kiosks. And this process, we'll try and make it as seamless as we can, but obviously we'll be checking for proof of vaccine as part of the government My Vaccine Pass, so a QR code which will be downloaded at check-in time, either via the app or via the website or a kiosk. And for those customers who have a negative test result, they'll need to show proof of that either by a letter from their doctor or from one of the messages that they get sent after they get that negative result. And then a boarding pass will be issued. So we're thinking that from an operational perspective, yes, it's a busy time of the year for that to be introduced, but we have good flows, good processes, and incredible people that will just make sure that we keep things moving through that process. So using the app will be quite a critical part for us to be able to use that digital technology as people are using or showing us proof of vaccine.
Just to clarify that, so when you're going to book your flight, it's not at the stage that you're booking your flight that you have to say that you've got a COVID vaccine or that you've tested negative. It's when you show up at the airport to get your boarding pass. Is that right?
It's in that check-in flow process. Yep. So that's when you'll require the proof of vaccine.
Yeah, and I suppose it's going to be, particularly I think for Aucklanders up here, it's going to be, obviously if we are able to leave the region and it is confirmed how that's going to happen, it's going to be a pretty busy time for places like Auckland Airport that perhaps have not seen quite so many customers for a while.
Yeah, and look, we've put a lot of thought into that. Obviously, we want to make, we've heard all the statistics that it's going to take 9.5 hours for people to transit through Auckland in cars. And so for us, thinking about that's one of our busiest times of the year, how can we make it as seamless as possible? And a digital solution is definitely the right way to go for us. So, we're doing everything we can to make customers feel safe, to make it as seamless as we possibly can as they go through that process of checking in, and encourage people to get back flying again, to see friends and whānau and be together at hopefully that really critical time of the year when everyone's on holiday.
Yeah, I certainly know there are some fingers crossed up here. So thank you so much for your time, Leanne. I really appreciate it. And I will let you go. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having us. See you.
That was Leanne Langridge, who is the General Manager Customer for Air New Zealand, speaking about Air New Zealand's latest announcement that COVID status restrictions for passengers will be required on all domestic flights by mid-December this year.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.